Welcome to Unfiltered. Welcome, PT.
What's up, man? Glad to be back with you.
Well, we're on another channel before, Cowboys Not Eggheads. Make sure you listen to that podcast. But today, this podcast is called Unfiltered with Sam and Petey.
Yes.
As our loyal followers remember, Petey is a confused Jaysker, and I'm happy to have him back because he laughs at my jokes. And I am the hardcore dickhead Husker fan. The one thing we do have in common is Husker football. So we just thought we'd throw ourselves together a little podcast this season on the 2022 Huskers. I think it's important that we probably state our purpose. So I'm going to read our podcast description as it is listed now.
Let's do it.
Two disgruntled and impatient Nebraska football fans have an unfiltered discussion of the 2022 Nebraska Cornhusker season. Will Scott Frost and the Huskers prove us wrong?
I hope so.
We sure hope so. So the premise of the podcast is we don't think this is going to be Frost's last year, and we are begging him to make us look like assholes.
Yes.
So this will be fun.
Prove us wrong. It'll keep us engaged at least.
Exactly. Exactly. So what we'll do is we'll have an episode for every game of the season. We're going to try, based on our schedules, try and have that thing come out on Tuesday because I am going to the Northwestern game. I won't be back, but we'll get it out prior to game two. And then from there on out, we'll try and get this thing out on Tuesdays. So appreciate anybody to tune in and tell your friends. So on the preview, we've got to decide. Clearly, neither one of us do. So do you believe Scott Frost will be, this is Scott Frost last year?
It's up
yes
to him.
Yes or no, dude?
It's up to him, man.
It's up to him.
Yes.
Right. Yes. If nothing changes, the answer is yes. And I also believe the answer is yes. Mr. Frost made me a quick, cool $100 last year when I bet my buddy that we weren't going to have a winning season, and he was paying me, I don't know, the middle of October. So
early paydays. Those are the best.
So, again, let's look at the season, Petey, real quick. And yep. Because we haven't actually done this, folks. We're doing it live right here on the air. So let's go game by game. Okay. And just tell me if we're going to win or not, Petey.
All righty. We spitfire and we going quick? Or you want to dive into a little bit?
However you'd like to handle it. It's fine. You're the co-host. This is 50% your podcast.
Yeah, we'll go bounce back and forth between each game before we move on to the next one. So,
okay.
Nebraska-Northwestern in Ireland. Who you got?
I've got the Huskers.
That it?
That's it. the sad thing is, listeners, I'm going to Ireland, and it just so happens the Huskers are playing. Back in the old days, we would have been going to see the Huskers, and then Ireland would have been the secondary deal.
Yeah.
But that's not the case anymore, and that's
now
very
you're going
sad.
To see Ireland.
Now I'm going to see Ireland by
there
God.
Happens
the Huskers,
to be a Nebraska
Huskers
game.
Happen to be in town too.
Yeah. Knock two birds off with one stone there.
So what do you got there? You got a win there?
I got a win. I think
it's 50-50. I think Pat, see, again, we'll show our ignorance on the show because I can't remember the guy. Pat Fitzgerald, right? The coach of Northwestern?
Yep.
I think he's a solid dude.
He's a
great coach, and they will come to play. They're not going to lay down, and so it wouldn't shock me if we lost, but I got it as a win.
Yeah, it's a big-time game. I think Northwestern shows up all the time when they play Nebraska. Fitzgerald is...
They sure do.
He has them overachieve almost every year. It's pretty cool.
Okay. One win.
Yippity-boo. All right. We're in agreement
on
that.
We're on a roll.
Next game, North Dakota at Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hedge my bets on the Huskers on that deal.
I agree. I think you just put the names together. You would hope that Nebraska would have enough in the chamber.
In past years, we didn't even have to think about hope, but this year we have to bring up that word. But, yes, we would hope that we would win that game. Okay, third game.
Georgia Southern in Lincoln.
I don't know how good Georgia Southern was last year. Do you know how good Georgia Southern was last year?
So, yeah, I mean, we're 3-9.
3-9.
Last year.
So, we'll have, I think we'll win that one. So, we're 3-0 now?
Yeah, if we lose that game, we might have to wait till the end of the year to see what happens with Scott Frost. So, I'm going to go ahead and say win.
Yep, win. Yep, I agree.
3-0.
Yep.
for both of us.
Yep.
That's a typical Nebraska fans right there.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Lately. All right, let's see here. I got to get back here. The next game for us, I believe, is Oklahoma. In Lincoln, that'll be huge.
That's a loss, Petey.
That's a loss, too.
I'm not even going to negotiate with you, buddy.
We should have beat Oklahoma last year. We blew it. I don't see
perhaps
that.
Perhaps so I should articulate why I think it's a loss, because I don't think Nebraska has the talent to beat them, and I don't think we have the coaching to beat them. We have the home crowd to beat them, but as we've seen the last decade, that doesn't mean boo anymore.
Yeah.
And I just flat out don't see it. We don't have the muscle or the manpower.
Yep.
Now, if Frost were to win that game, then, you know, obviously the direction of this podcast will be going, you know, in a different direction probably, but we'll see. So yeah. We're 3-1, I think. Okay.
Yeah, and we can't get too disgruntled if we do lose that game. I think 3-1 is the almost ideal start out of the first four games for us.
Yep.
Beat those three teams that we should beat, lose to a top 10 team in Oklahoma. You know, we're trying to turn things around. So can't get mad about a loss to a team like that.
Nope.
The next game is Indiana. That's in Lincoln.
Night game. Yeah, I think we'll take care of Indiana.
I think that'd be a good one to win. That game has been weird with Indiana. It's like they've smoked us before, and then, you know, we've taken care of business, but it's just like over the last
night home
7-8 years.
After an Oklahoma loss.
We got to win that one.
I think we're going to win it. Hey, looking good. Season's looking good. 4-1.
4-1.
We agree so far. At Rutgers.
If we lose that game, I mean, it's Rutgers, man.
I know it's Rutgers.
They got Schiano back, right?
Yeah, they're not horrible. I've got it as a win.
For argument's sake, I'll take that one as an L. That's a game we should win.
Oh, you got that as an L. Okay, so yep. we're okay. So Sam's the optimist so far.
I'm gonna take the L on that one just because I'm still waiting for Frost to prove to us that, you know,
we're gonna
beat the teams that we should be beating.
Yeah, absolutely should beat Rutgers, absolutely. And but I like your thinking there. I agree with it.
Yeah.
At Purdue, I got a big fat loss on that. I don't see it at all.
Yeah. They've been coming up. Their coach is awesome.
Yep.
Brom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As much as I can't even stomach or fathom to say that Nebraska, University of Nebraska, will lose to Purdue for, like, what, third time in the last 5 years or something?
Yeah.
It's going to happen again.
Yep, I'm with you there on Purdue loss, especially on the road there. I wouldn't even be surprised. Maybe they have the timeout already, but that might be a night game. They like having us at night. So,
yep.
Illinois in Lincoln.
Okay, I'm going to take this prediction is I'm going to take the next two kind of Illinois. We've got Illinois and then Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we'll come out of that 1-1. So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if I had to say, I'd say we're going to beat Illinois, we're going to lose Minnesota. But I would say in that those next two games, we're only going to win one of those next two games.
Yeah, that's rough.
Is that your thinking?
That's what I'm looking at when I see it. I mean, I feel like we're on the same page as a... We just have the same kind of expectations for the program, for the team as a whole.
Which is pretty piss poor average.
Yeah, and so the sad thing about that two-game stretch is what comes after it. I say let's agree on the 1-1 there. Could very well lose to Illinois. I mean, we're playing Brett Bielema, and that guy's just had our number in the past.
Yep.
He's up in Illinois now. And then Minnesota, man, they got a good thing going. So they've been doing what I thought Scott Frost would do.
Yes. And as annoying as people think PJ Fleck is, I think he's the real deal, dude. Yeah. I mean, I saw him you look at his, this is what we're boiling down performances, their analysis to, is how did they look at the Big Ten media pregame press conference. Frost has zero
personality.
Well, he has zero, like, sell it, dude. You have to sell it. That's part of your gig.
Yeah.
He's made no statement. And PJ comes out, and I'm like, you know, he's enthusiastic. He clearly believes in his product. His kids believe in his product, and then Frost not so much.
Well, and I feel like the big thing is Fleck has his guys.
Yeah,
we've got just like a, it's almost like a montage.
We have a hodgepodge of transfers that does not equal a culture, and basically Minnesota's put together a culture, and Nebraska has, the culture is depleted over the years.
Yeah,
and so and then we've got Michigan, at Michigan, I'll be at that game. Home of Wisconsin, at Iowa. I've got all three of those Big Ten games as the big goose egg.
Oh, man.
I don't see it. I'd like to somehow... That's really, we're getting into the teeth of the talent of Big Ten. And I hate to say it. I hate to admit it. I hate to acknowledge it. But, I mean, let's take those. At Michigan, how do we win at Michigan?
No chance.
I agree.
There's no way.
Why in the hell am I spending my money to go see that game? I don't know. I guess I'm flying all the way to Ireland, too.
You would think at that point Michigan's playing to at least win the Big Ten and hopefully get in the playoff in their case.
The big house is going to be rocking, and I just don't see a way out of it. I don't know how we're going to – I don't know how, I don't see a pathway to victory.
Well, I mean, these three teams, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa, they have their culture, they have their identity. It's been the same since, you know, all their coaches have taken over.
And, oh, by the way, there's a reason why we're ranked where we are in the preseason polls in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I guess Michigan's Big Ten.
Yeah.
But
those last four games.
It's not going to.
Those last four games, I think, are where. The, you know, when we came up with the idea for this podcast, those last four games are going to be where Frost
makes or breaks it, baby.
Makes or breaks it.
It's like the NFL, man. It's all about what you do in freaking December. It's not what you do in September. So
yeah, I'm not looking to see.
This is November. His job is won or lost in the month of November.
Those first, outside of Oklahoma, those first five games, I mean. Those games do nothing for me after the previous five seasons.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You could go 4-0, 5-0 in that first chunk of the season. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, he's our guy. If he goes and beats Northwestern, North Dakota, Georgia Southern, loses to Oklahoma, and then beats Indiana. Those are four teams we should beat. And one team we should not beat, given the current state of our football program. So when we come back from New Jersey after playing Rutgers with a win, that back half of the season, you got Purdue, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Ain't happening, dude. I just don't.
You want to believe.
I want to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
And I don't see a pathway. I don't.
It's a tough schedule.
So, what will have to happen for us to win those games? I mean, basically, we are going to have an offensive line that is going to be injury free for the entire year. And we're going to have one of those guys has got to be all Big Ten or something, but we do not have all Big Ten talent. We just flat don't.
We're going to need to be close in a couple of those games, and we're going to finally have to get a bounce. I feel like the last bounce we got was on that missed out-of-bounds call against Michigan State when Riley caught that touchdown pass in Lincoln. You remember that? Down the sideline,
so he like bounce ran we got out of was bounce. The Mike Riley hip hip hooray era. Holy Toledo!
So it's been a long time.
But
since
you make your own luck? And that's why I have a hard time believing Frost is going to change this. I think last year killed us. Why? Because we lost all these close games, and I don't want to hear this 3-9. They're the best three win team in the country.
You're 3-9. You know who else was 3-9? Georgia Southern.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly, Beattie. Touche. Touche. It's a culture. A culture of winning is just like a culture of losing. And if you can't find a way to win, I mean, okay, one time, fine. You know?
Yeah.
Shame, you know, the old saying, you know, fool me once, fool me twice. Well, fool me 9 freaking times. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm so damn skeptical. I don't see it. You have to have a winner's edge. You have to have a mentality. You have to have the culture. And for me to believe that because of, you know, half a dozen fired coaches and I don't know how many transfers we have, like 15, I believe. 15 or 20 transfers. That alone is going to turn it all around. I don't see it. I don't know how you build a winning culture in that short amount of time to be able to put up and give yourself a chance against teams like Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa. Yeah. We're not there yet.
Yeah. This is a huge year. I think one way in which the back half of the season goes well for Frost and Nebraska is if they go to Purdue and win.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of a swing door there, isn't it? It's kind of a pivotal crossroads kind of a deal there.
If they go to Purdue and lose, then those last three games will for sure all be losses.
I agree. I think that's right.
They got a winning game.
What is our final analysis? Yeah. I think you've got more loss than I do.
You got 6-6.
6-6.
I got 5-7.
All right. So my question to you is, Petey Johnson, if Scott Frost goes 6-6, will he be retained by Trev Albers?
It depends on who he beats.
If we go 5-7, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't have any marquee wins in
there. How about this? If it's 6-6, but his wins are only against Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, Georgia Southern, North Dakota, and Northwestern, then he's lost to every big-name team on our schedule. He did not beat a superior program.
So basically what we're saying is that he's got to beat a Wisconsin, he's got to beat a Michigan, or he's got to beat an Oklahoma or Iowa.
Yeah.
So but, of those four, I think he's got to win two of those games to keep his job.
So I don't think they'll go to Kinnick and beat Iowa.
I have them losing to Iowa and finishing the season at 6-6. But they go into that and they finish the season at 7-5.
Yeah.
Does Frosty keep his job?
Well, then they get a bowl game. But then,
I think Trev Alberts has a really tough decision to make. If they're 6-6 or 7-5, I think he's got a tough decision to make. If they're 8-8, if we get 8 wins this season,
he stinks.
I'll throw him a parade.
Yeah.
won't you? I mean, well, he's staying.
Yeah, and then that bowl game. Here's the thing with coaching in college football now, though, is you almost have to know before your bowl game if you're going to get rid of a coach or not.
Yes, you do, because of recruiting, et cetera. Yeah.
So, like, we could go 6-6, and it's like, shoot, I don't know if we're going to keep him, but we still get a bowl game because they know Nebraska's going to travel.
Right.
I mean, you get a bowl game if you have a losing record now.
So Trevi shit can him, and we go to a bowl game with Mickey Joseph as the head coach?
I think that's
what would happen. I think Mickey's the associate head coach.
I have a feeling that meeting and the meetings that have happened over the last however many months since Trev's been assigned his role as athletic director is if you're not above 500, this is it.
Yeah.
Because I think that puts the pressure on him to beat one of those good teams or two of those good teams.
Yeah. And frankly, if Trev retains Frost with a 500 record, I will not renew my season tickets next year.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, and you want to see
Trev, so you know I didn't freaking like he's listening, but I didn't freaking renew my basketball tickets this year. I was like, you got to fire one of these two guys, and he didn't. So that's my, I'm like, you know, I'll get on freaking StubHub and pay $6 and go to a basketball game in Lincoln this fall. Because that's
you can get tickets whenever you want.
For $6.
Well, that's the thing is, like, it's not a big deal to have season tickets to Nebraska football now.
That's what this has come down to. And it's that's the ultimate battle that Trevor's got to look at. You know, it's a business.
Yeah.
And they're already doing that program again where they're giving away several thousand tickets a game to kids or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we've got great benefactors around here that they'll still, you know, buy the tickets so we say we've got a sellout. But they're going to change. I think they are going to reduce this. The other thing that's going to be happening is I think that they're going to be reducing those seats in that stadium. You know, I could see it go to 70,000. I mean, based on all these donor tiers and stuff, they're gonna widen the seats, and I think they're gonna make that stadium smaller. You're never gonna add seats to that stadium.
I don't think they'll add. I mean, there's no reason to add right now.
No,
I mean,
nope. It's not.
You want to go sit?
They don't have the market for it. I mean, I don't see it.
It's hard to go want to sit in an icy cold stadium in November when you're 3-6.
Yeah.
Now, I know some people that are just diehard to the core. They're going to go no matter what.
Well, that's because I'm not a Jaysker. But
right.
Yes.
Well, easy now. Gosh.
It's just the truth.
I know. Hey, listen. I want more than anyone Nebraska to do good, but I don't expect them to anymore, so it's hard to get excited.
Yes.
And it's been hard to get excited. Literally. Since Pelini got fired.
Yes, 100%. I mean, yesterday in the paper there was, this is August 15th, we're recording this, boys and girls, but on August 14th in the Omaha World Herald, there was a section on the Power Six, or I think that's what they call it, the top six Nebraska football athletes in the state. And I went through them, they listed them all the way back for the last decade. And when I was growing up, there was no question
that those guys went to Nebraska.
All six were there was no question where those six were going.
Yeah,
Now we're lucky. I think the most that I went through there, and I think the most that we ever had was three in the last decade. I believe it. The most we ever had in the top six Nebraska football athletes were three of them.
And
that just can't. That if we're gonna go back to where we're at, that cannot.
Yeah.
Happen. I don't care about NIL or any other bullshit. Well, actually, they should, because NIL, you'd think it'd be more attractive to him here in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But hometown boy, you're going to pay the dollars. But, I mean, you look at a kid like James Flores at Gretna. I have never seen a high school kid. I went to several Gretna games last year. I haven't seen a freaking high school kid throw the football. Like the dude looks like he's a pro quarterback out there.
Yeah.
Now, how in the hell is it that Nebraska never... from what
noticed
I understand,
them.
there was zero effort to recruit that kid. That's insane to me. Why? That doesn't make any sense.
After all the talk about building back the walk-on program and like getting the homegrown kids, Iowa's getting more kids from Nebraska than we are.
Yes.
Scholarship.
There are kids that are going to Oklahoma. Some of those top six kids are going to Oklahoma. You're like, what?
So they're not good enough for Nebraska, but Oklahoma's going to get them.
Yeah, I mean that's got to stop. And until we get that turned around, I don't know how in the heck we're gonna. It's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable formula for Nebraska football to be successful.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm with you there, Noah Fant, Iowa.
Yeah. It's outrageous that kid never played here. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable. It's illegal. It's just I can't even hardly compute that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Larry Station played for Iowa in the 80s, and it was such a rare exception to the, you know, it's like, what? You know, that's insane. Oh, there's another guy by the name of Scott Frost that went to Stanford. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, someday we'll get into my true feelings about Scott Frost. Go to Twitter if you really want to know. But it's crazy.
We want to be proven wrong.
Yes, we want to be proven wrong. But then when I got my final rant for the pod here, kids.
Cool.
when I see in the newspaper, the one kid that I thought was, man, this kid is, he's all in the bright, he's going to replace JoJo Doman. It's Garrett Nelson, right, from Scott's Bluff.
Yeah.
That's the kid's name. All fired up. I mean, he was on Bussin' with the Boys. I'm like, he's all, I mean, this is it. He's got confident, all fired up. And then I read in the newspaper how he's upset that the faculty and students make fun of, you know, apparently make fun of Frost in classes or whatever. And it's like, dude, get your freaking head dialed in. Who gives a shit?
Go prove them wrong.
Who gives a shit about what Petey and I have to say?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It's
like, dude, go do your freaking job. Because I thought you just get that screw loose out of your freaking head. I don't give a shit what your professor says about you or Frost. Come on, man. Come on, Garrett Nelson.
Hey, that's the.
Let's get this together now.
That's been the case basically since Riley took over.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, man, like Pelini's stuff, not to just go way back into the archives, but like Pelini. His players at least played for him.
Yes.
It was frustrating that we couldn't win the big games with Pelini. We would get blown out frequently against teams that were better than us. But
college football was shifting then, and it has shifted in the sense of it's much more equalized. Bottom line is, Bo got it done as far as he got 9 wins, and he was 70. I think he was 78%. I think it was 78% was a winning percentage as a coach.
I mean,
man, what would we give for a 78% freaking year for the next 5 years? I would write a contribution and put a zero on the end of it. That's big talk, but I mean, you get my drift.
What is our best? I mean, our best winning season since then is 5 wins.
I don't know.
I've
suppressed out of my head that we were 3-9. Nebraska football was 3-9 last year.
Yeah,
and you know, again.
It's tough. Know,
Scott Frost, who's the asshole? You or us? I hope we are. I hope we're wrong. I hope we're freaking wrong. And I look forward to this season. And I, you know, hey, prove us wrong.
Yeah, it's time.
Two happier dudes than us.
I'll gladly be proven wrong. I've been telling my friends and family this for a long time about Nebraska football. Like, I want to be optimistic, but
it's
been hard for the last 10 years.
It's rough, dude. It's rough out there.
What are you going to do?
Yep. All right, kids. Hope you like this one. If you have any comments or questions, email Petey. But we look forward to the season. See you when I get back from Ireland, man.
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.